You ought to ask magical Mr. Mistopheles, the original conjuring cat. There can be no doubt about that. Please, listen to me, and don't scoff. All his inventions are off his own bat. There's no such cat in the metropolis. He holds all the patent monopolies for performing surprising illusions and creating eccentric confusions. The greatest magicians have something to learn from Mr. Mistopheles' conjuring turn. And we all say, oh, well, I never was there ever a cat so clever as magical Mr. Mistopheles. He's quiet, he's small, he is black. From his ears to the tip of his tail, he can creep through the tiniest crack. He can walk on the narrowest rail. He can pick any card from the pack. He's equally cunning with dice. He's always deceiving you into believing that he's only hunting for mice. Ow! He can plan a trick with a cork or a spoon and a bedside fish paste. If you look for a knife or a fork and you think that it's merely misplaced, you've seen it one moment, but then it is gone! But you'll find it next week laying out on the lawn. And we all say, oh, well, I never was there ever a cat so clever as a magic Mr. Mistopheles. Pester! Oh, well, I never was there ever a cat so clever as magic Mr. Mistopheles. Oh, well, I never was there ever a cat so clever as magical Mr. Mistopheles. His manner is vague and aloof, and you would think there was nobody shyer. But his voice can be heard on the roof while he was curled up by the fire, and has sometimes been heard by the fire while he was about on the roof. At least we all heard that somebody purred, which is incontestable proof. And of his single magical powers, I've known the family to call him in from the garden for hours while he was asleep in the hall. And not long ago, this phenomenal cat produced 7 kittens right out of a hat. And we all say, oh, well, I never was there ever a cat so clever as magical Mr. Mistopheles. say, oh, well, I never was ever a cat so clever as magical Mr. Foley. The marvelous Mr. Mephistopheles!